Picks: King Frederick X attends first Sunday church service after ascending to Danish throne. By Breitbart, London, on January 21, 2024. Aarhus, Denmark, AP. Denmark's royal family on Sunday participated in a special celebratory church service at Aarhus Cathedral as the new King Frederick X, accompanied by wife Queen Mary and mother Queen Marguerite, waved to crowds gathered outside the 12th-century building that is the tallest church in the country. The royal family drove 3.5 kilometers, 2.2 miles, through Aarhus, Denmark's second-largest city, from royal residence Marselisborg Castle to Aarhus Cathedral. The church service came exactly a week after Frederick, 55, was proclaimed king after his 83-year-old mother Marguerite signed her abdication during a meeting with the government. Aarhus resident Christina Elmstrøm said she expects Frederick and Queen Mary to change the Danish monarchy in their way. She brought her children to experience the big, major event. "So, it was an opportunity to go and see the new king and my kids are very excited about it," she said. Henrik Wijphuizen, Bishop of the Diocese of Aarhus, told the Associated Press they had just a few weeks to plan the service, and Frederick had a hand in planning it. "Normally, you would spend 3 months planning this, but we had 2.5 weeks, something like that. So we have been very busy, I tell you," he said. "I chose some of the hymns we're going to sing, and the king said, I would like to sing these hymns." The hour-long service marked Frederick's first official visit as king outside the Danish capital Copenhagen. Police expected around 70,000 people to line the royal route. "I think he's going to be a king of the people," said Aarhus resident Charlotte Homan. "I think he's going to embrace the people, he's going to be different in his way of ruling. I think he's going to be not too much top-down, but he's going to be embracing the people, different kinds of people. And also being there not on this high pedestal somewhere." Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.